You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has concluded a two-day meeting and come up with the next round of monetary policy decisions for the South African economy. With me is Vivian Tabor, Investment Director at 91 in Cape Town. What was said, please, Vivian?
So they kept rates on hold at 8.25%. That was very much expected, although there were a couple of people that were expecting them to cut. I think what was surprising, and people will be surprised by, is the fact that out of the Monetary Policy Committee, two members voted for a cut. But despite that, they continue to see, although inflation outlook has improved, that the inflation risks remain to the upside. So the split decision sounds dovish, but actually, if you look at the statement that was made, it's much more hawkish than one would have anticipated.
Do you think they're being overcautious?
I suspect they are being a little overcautious. When they talked about the risks to the upside, they specifically talked about risks to the rand and the global picture more than the South African picture. And I think, you know, that's always been the concern of people watching what's happening in South Africa, is that the focus is very much on how the international environment is going to drive our currency and through that drive our inflation.
Yes, let's talk about the inflation. What were their inflation expectations? Because if they're being cautious, do they see some threats to an upside spike in inflation, notably maybe with the weakness of the rand?
I think if you look at inflation expectations, those are moderating. So that is a positive, but they did highlight that they remain above target. But I think we all know that inflation expectations tend to be more backward looking rather than forward looking. And they lag what's actually happening in inflation. So that's no surprise. But I think one of the things that certainly some of the houses that were calling for a cut focused on was the fact that the political environment in South Africa looked more constructive, and that perhaps there was a reform agenda that would help. He specifically dismissed that, saying that they did not look at the political environment, but he did look at the rand risks. Inflation improving is primarily due to food inflation coming down or improving and petrol prices. And I think that that's where the concern is. Certain things like services inflation and administrative prices are proving to be a little more sticky. And that's where their focus remains.
It's quite interesting, isn't it? Because when people think of interest rates in South Africa, some people say, look, it's a blunt instrument. Monetary policy is a blunt instrument because of what you've just said. You talk about food prices and petrol prices, and they're very much governed by the international economy and international exchanges setting the prices of those things, and also the South African rand. So is it appropriate that we say, in other words, the MPC says, no, we're going to hold off, despite the fact that really an interest rate hold doesn't do anything for petrol prices and petrol price demand?
No, but I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to ensure that inflation expectations converge to the target. And then that gives the central bank more credibility. It gives them more flexibility. So if you look at, say, some of the other big central banks, they have been able to ride much more volatility in inflation because inflation expectations are anchored at the target. And in South Africa, that's taken a long time to converge.
Okay, what does this mean for investors? What does it mean for your team at 91? When you sit down tomorrow morning, you'll say, okay, this has happened and that has happened and that has been said, therefore we should do this. What does it mean?
Well, I think the starting point is when are interest rates going to start to fall? So there's a big debate, not just in our own team, but across the market as to whether it would be November or whether it would be September, and then people were bringing it forward to this July meeting. So the key question now is going to be, is this hawkish enough to change our expectations back to a November cut rather than having a September cut? We will be looking at what's happening globally as well, what other central banks are doing, and how restrictive we see South African policy being at the moment. And it is restrictive, and I think that's why we saw two members vote for a cut. They weren't looking to bring monetary policy back to a neutral level, but they were looking to reduce the amount of restrictiveness in monetary policy. So certainly what we will see is the market looking as to when they need to price that next cut.
In the piece that you kindly sent me a couple of days ago, you said historical data suggests that markets often underestimate both the duration and intensity of cutting cycles. So what you're saying, I think, there is once they start cutting, they continue to cut, just like once they start raising, the opposite is the truth.
Yes, and that's very much the case of what our experience tells us. We analyzed over 70 hiking and then cutting cycles across the globe over the last 20 years, a lot of those in emerging markets. And typically, yes, when the market starts looking at the rate cutting cycle, it looks at a relatively modest one, but often events overtake that and you land up in an environment where growth is lower than anticipated, inflation falls lower than anticipated, and that cutting cycle gets extended. Or even if it doesn't get extended, at certain points in time, the market prices in a bigger cycle.
The final paragraph in the short view of the piece that you sent me says the following. Investors should understand their cash flow needs and then segment their investments. Invest in cash for the very short-term requirements and for money required at a later stage, from 3 to 12 months, for example, and beyond. Consider alternative funds and you go on from there. So there's two ways to approach this.
Yes. So I think what we're saying there is that typically once you start a cutting cycle, before the cutting cycle and into the cutting cycle, yields lag. So actually, yield instruments or longer dated bond instruments actually perform relatively well as you go through that. So if you position yourself well, you can ride that wave. So even, for example, in a money market fund, if rates fall immediately, your call rate will fall tomorrow. But money market yields, because they have some longer dated instruments, those yields will protect you for a little bit longer and you'll be able to earn those higher yields. If you can extend even further than that and move out into STEFI Plus type products or then into bond products, you can get even higher returns as you move through the cutting cycle. So that's just generally, if you don't need the cash and you can put it a little longer, it makes sense to move out along the curve a little bit.
Very finally, what has been the market reaction since the decision?
Well, it had to price out some probability of what was going to happen now. It has pushed that out. It's still pricing in an overall cycle of a little under 100 basis points out over the next 15 minutes. But what we did see was we saw a rand, which was pricing in a probably a slightly higher probability of a cut. We've seen that strengthen after the decision.
Vivian, thank you very much for your insight. That's Vivian Taberer, Investment Director at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.